The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can reach us here at 530-605-4567 in our studios on the hotline. So good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 20th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion. Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I just noticed why it seems darker in here, that our lights over here on the left-hand side are off. All three of them. That's strange. I can understand one. Well, then on the other hand, if you come in and you turn on all the lights... Okay, Monday's starting out, but you know what? It's starting out a little weird. Christina, thank you for coming in and turning the lights on for me.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Well, you know, I walked in, because sometimes we'll have a light out, and then, you know, then we replace it. And I thought, sure, it's dark in here and that. So you never can tell what happens on the weekends. They may be in here shooting trap. I'm not sure, you know, because, you know, it gets wild and crazy here.
Sometimes it happens.
Anyway, so good morning. And what national day is it today? Or do we have one?
Of course yes,
we have one. We have like 20 of them.
Exactly. And today is National Be a Millionaire Day. I think it's your national day, no?
My national day, yeah, be a millionaire. Well, you know how to make $1 million in radio, right?
No.
Yeah, you start with four. You start with $4 million, and then you lose all. Start with $4 million, and then you just have one left. So, anyway, is that it? Just be a millionaire day today?
Of course, no. Also, today is National Rescue Dog Day.
Rescue Dog Day. Okay, you know what? We'll go for that one because Buford is not here today because Buford's with Linda, and they're getting ready to take Odina the Wonder Horse out to the vet this morning for the, you know, that final A-OK on her. So she's back to full service. So, okay. Gosh, the weather. Let's do that. Today, sunny. With a high near 80. Oh, that's good. Gust is high. Now, watch out for the wind gusts. It's going to be as high as 30 miles per hour. And then Tuesday, we're going to go up to 87 with gust about 18 miles an hour. Wednesday, 85. Thursday, 84. Friday, 86. Saturday, 79. And Sunday, going to be 82. Super sunny. But wonderful temperatures, not in the 90s at all. The hottest it's going to be is 87 on tomorrow. So, great news in the weather reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. A family-owned business, been in the business 25 years. They do treat their customers as friends. They're just a great family. Locally owned, locally operated, of course. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And they have other payment plans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They truly love this community. They truly give back. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Well, it looks like yesterday, I know the rodeo's over. All last week was rodeo. So, but I'm going to kind of give you maybe some final thoughts on rodeo here, the Reading Rodeo. I went back yesterday because, you know, some of us show up and help to kind of clean up things and take things down. It takes more than one day, but we get a volunteer group, you might say, from the county sheriff that are here, ones that are doing community service. I got a young man, and I grabbed him, and he was there for one day. He had one day of community service, And so he worked with me, and we went around and collected up every trash can that we use. And frankly, because that's not my end of it, you know, during the rodeo, I was kind of surprised at the number of trash cans that we had, plus everything in and throw it out and all that. Wash them out and stack them. Meanwhile, we're taking down signs, we're moving equipment, we're doing moving things, counting things that we had, and it appears that we may have set a new record at the rodeo. Last year was a new record, but it looks like we may have set another record this year. They're still trying to add up all the people. But I can tell you that as far as looking at it, I mean, just kind of eyeballing it, we had a lot of people Wednesday. You know, Wednesday starts off a little bit slow. It's middle of the week and all that, but there was a lot of people Wednesday. Thursday was extremely good. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday were sold out totally. Trying to get tickets was crazy. Which reminds me is that next year when they go on sale, you might want to get them then. So you get the days you want, get the seats you want, all of that. You know, the box seats, whatever. The entertainment was great. Of course, the Wednesday event with the stagecoach is all over the internet. It's on YouTube. I clicked on the YouTube last night, and there it was in large screen of what happened with the when the horses went sideways. Now, I'm going to see when I can work this in. I sat next to the driver after Thursday's performance, maybe it's Friday's performance, sat next to him. We're all back in the clubhouse. When the rodeo's over and everybody's, you know, pretty much gone and we've done everything we can, then we all head back to the clubhouse and we eat. There's food prepared there from, you know, the guys that do the catering and all of this. So, and plus we have our own cooks there. So we go back and I guess there's tri-tip and chicken steaks there, if you want to eat. Frankly, at 10:30, 11 o'clock, the steak's too much for me. But pieces of tri-tip aren't. But I was able to sit down next to, Rudy, who is the driver, who was the driver that night and just got a really nice guy. Truly professional, and he told me everything that happened. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a call. I'm going to try and give him a call today, in fact. We may have an open line, and see if I can't get him on the air to talk about that. Tell him, you know, a little bit more about what he does in driving all over the United States. So if I can't get him today, because they were moving horses. They were moving the teams and the stagecoach. So we'll see what we can do here. Now. At 8:15, we have our community calendar with Anne Marie, and then we've got MVETs coming in at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Maybe open line. I'm thinking it looks like it's open line because our regular guest, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, was in Europe and broke her leg or hip. I'm not sure which. So she may not have been able to get back on the plane to get back here right away. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Susan Wilson and hoping that she's going to recover quick. And, you know, it's just just unfortunate, but she gave me like a week's notice. I think I'm stuck in Europe. I broke my hip. You know, it's like falling down steps or something, which is easy to do over there because they don't have railings in Europe. Oh, let's go to this beautiful church. There's no railings. And if you take a misstep, you're going down some marble steps at at a high rate of speed. So, okay, let's take a break here. And here's what I'm giving away: Colt 45 tickets this week. See what else we're going to be doing. We're going to be at least Colt 45 tickets, maybe some theater tickets. A lot of stuff that's happening. The Peace Officer Memorial went off real well. They couldn't find out. Nobody guessed who the Lone Stranger and Sidekick were. All of this. So, okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. I have a friend that's, you know, a good friend that's going in there next week or this week now for the TAVR valve replacement. So they don't have to cut your chest open. They don't have to crack your chest. They go in through an artery. And then the valve replaces the old valve, goes in there into the right spot, locks in. And what's that mean? Well, if you don't have your chest cracked, that means you spend the night in the hospital and you go home the next day. Because of the TAVR valve replacement. This and many other procedures are being done at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Celebrate 31 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $30,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prize. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win free slot play or up to $3,100 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to this.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Give me a call, 605-4567. I don't know where community calendar is. Where's community calendar? It's Monday, right?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe she sent me something saying she can't. Something happened. She's sick or something.
Maybe.
Let's just move right on. Let me see what else is going on. They could not identify the lone stranger in Sidekick. It's kind of, you know, every year, you know, they give money to the people that can find the loot and then identify the lone stranger. Well, as you know, last year it was Baron Browning and Linda, and they got him on the last day. They got him on Friday that morning, but nobody got him this year. So the Asphalt Cowboys caught up with the bank robbers anyway at Jack's Grill, and to their surprise, they got them. So now, who were they? The former long-time bartender at Jack's Grill, Mike Woodrum, and Sheriff Mike Johnson. Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson were the Redding. They were the Lone Ranger and Sidekick. Now they found the loot the first day out at Redding Airport, but it was Mike Woodrum and Sheriff Mike Johnson. So nobody got the money this year. This doesn't happen very often. I think this has happened like three times over the years from what I read, maybe read. But if I have to go back to the clues, and then now I'm going to go back and read all the clues and see, did that, you know, was it there? I mean, did, you know, the final clues usually are so obvious that you go, oh, that's got to be Sheriff Mike Johnson. Now, what happens a lot of times is they'll get one and not the other. And it'll be like they'll guess Mike and Woodrum, and then they'll guess somebody else. Or they'll guess Mike Johnson and miss the other one. And so nobody put it together. And on the line is?
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's who it is. That's who the Lone Stranger and Sidekick were. Now let's go on to some other things. And if that's gonna, if looks like that's gonna be the story, the Iranian president and foreign minister and other officials were killed in a helicopter crash. They said they had to make a hard landing. That was a pretty hard landing then. President Raza, Foreign Minister Amir Abdollahian, and other officials were confirmed dead on Monday after a helicopter crashed in a mountainous region of the country's northwest. The death of Raisi, nicknamed the Butcher of Tehran for his oversight of mass executions of political prisoners in 1988, forced Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, to install interim leadership in Iran's executive branch. And an Israeli official said, it wasn't us. So, what kind of changes is that going to be? Well, it's not going to be a lot of changes. I mean, they're holding on the hard line. They have to. No matter who comes in next, it still comes down to Khamenei. And I doubt if there's going to be any changes. Are they going to fall in love with Israel? No. Are they going to pull back from supporting us? No. None of that's going to change, I wouldn't think. So, but it is a big thing that just happened there. I don't know if y'all remember when the Raiders started, but they had a player by the name of Jim Otto, and Jim Otto was their center, and he played for them for the Raiders from 1960 to 1974. Played in 212 straight games and never missed a game. he figured by his own, you know, he figured he said I had like about 74 operations, 20 concussions through the years. When he finished, he went to work for the radio organization. I remember Jim Otto because he always wore the double zero on his jersey well before anybody did things like that. So, the fact that he passed is, of course you gotta expect he's like 80, I think he's like 82, 84, like, but it was still one of the, you know, ones from the old core. And now I'd be interested to see, you know, Oakland Raiders are now going to be the Las Vegas Raiders, or are the Las Vegas Raiders, and how that's working. I mean, does it change that Raiders mystique of being a bunch of bad boys that played hard and sometimes played, you know, right on the, right on the edge of the rule book and all this? The other things that are going on today, President Biden had a motorcade, and after an event, and the number of people that showed up for the motorcade. Usually, you know, when a president's motorcade comes, they get all their supporters out. It appears that nobody showed up for the motorcade. I don't know if that's indicative of what's going to happen here in the election. I read these pieces about who's voting. And I talked to somebody that was, it's been a long-term Republican. He says, I can't bring myself to vote for Trump. And I sure as hell am not voting for Biden, so I just won't vote for president. So I wonder how many no-shows for president there'll be, you know, like, so, but the down ticket is, oh yeah, I'm voting for senators and congressmen and supervisors and city council, you know, they're voting all that. He says, I'm not going to vote for Trump and I'm not going to vote for Biden. So I wonder how many of these are going to happen that, prefer neither when it comes to vote. I wonder what kind of impact that's going to have on the election. The other thing that the Democratic Party is in somewhat of a high hover in flux on is the number of people of color that are supporting Trump, the number of union workers that are supporting Trump, even though that they're, you know, their leadership may say, oh, no, we're in for Biden, and that's fine. But the ones that vote, the voters in the unions are leaning in Trump's direction because of what's going on with the economy. The fact that Californians, if wisdom is raising taxes on gas. Yeah, the price of gas has gone down now, but when's it going to go back up again? You know it is. In fact, now we're sitting there and we're like hugging ourselves in glee. That gas is, oh my gosh, gas is $4.14 a gallon. You know, you just go, yes, yes. But then you drive into another state and it's $2 a gallon. I mean, come on. But still, I mean, you know, we were paying a dollar more a couple months ago and feeling like you were lucky to get it. And now it is now, but it's not going to stay there. It's going to go back up again. I hit the grocery store yesterday, one bag of groceries. And there wasn't a bottle of wine in it. There wasn't meat in it. It was, vegetables. It was, a bag of peanuts, salted peanuts. I don't like those. Let's see what else. Oh, a quart of milk. Two baking potatoes, and sour cream. $36. $36 for that. $36. So, you know, people with four or five people in your family, you know, you've got my heart, you've got my sympathy when you go out there and go to the stores. When you're, you know, you're, it used to cost you $600 a month for food for, you know, a family of four. Now it's got to be close to 1,000, I imagine. So, okay, let's take a quick break. We come back, we've got AMVET with us, talking about the things they've got going and that affect our veterans. 7:30 in the morning, and it's about 62 degrees. It's going to be windy today, and it's going to be about 80 degrees. We'll be right back.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, been in the business 17 years, moving local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. It is truly a community bank, local board of directors, all that. We do business with them. Happy? Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm giving away, yes, a family pack of four tickets to the Colt 45s for this Friday night. It starts on the 24th. Season begins. And you can hear it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we're going to do a number of games this year. And so, four tickets, 605-4567, and you can be there for opening night. And that's really kind of a salute to the veterans. It's a big night. It's a great way to spend an evening. It's going to be beautiful. Going to be about 86 during the day, and the game starts at 7, and the field spectators are in the shade. So it's great. 605-4567 for a family pack of four tickets to go to the Colt 45s. Okay. I'm here with Debbie Johnson.
Yes, you are.
Who is... Well, you've got a number of hats.
I do.
And you're the president of the Shasta County Veterans...
Affiliated Council.
Yeah, CVAC.
Yeah.
Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. But you're here today for MVETS, right?
Well, are you here for a lot of stuff.
Okay, but as the president of this how many are in your chapter? I mean, how many chapters are in your organization?
Oh, my gosh. AMVETS is a nationwide organization. So are you talking about AMVETS or are you talking about...
I was talking about CVAC.
Yeah, CVAC, we have approximately 10 organizations that have paid their dues.
Okay.
And
But AMVETS is... When did AMVETS start? Was that...
AMVETS, 1947.
Okay, after World War II.
Correct.
And the idea behind it was...
Veterans helping veterans.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
we all come back, and you saw a need. You saw how it was needed to be connected to legislation and laws in order to further education and further your well-being, and you got to it. Veterans are awesome.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
Yes,
no, and if I may accept that for all of us, all the veterans out there. Okay. Because you're right, they are. And I can just say, as I met the new VFW commander in 1934.
Oh, nice.
Veterans Foreign War Post 1934. Joshua.
Yeah, Timmons.
What a go-getter he is.
Nice.
First of all, he's like 6'2". And it looks like, yeah, he's like 6'2", and you could bounce a 155 round off his chest. And here's the thing. He's an Iraq, Afghanistan veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pulling in a lot of other young ones like him. And that is exactly what we need.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and the older guys, and it used to be when Vietnam came home, the World War II guys were running the VFW post. And they didn't look at them, at first. Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't a declared war. I mean, it wasn't like our war, but it was kind of like looking down. Not realizing these guys had been in combat probably more than they had ever been, because they were in combat, the Vietnam guys were in combat sometimes 330, 340 days a year, where mm-hmm. World War II vets would come in on landings, and, horrendous, for 4 days, 5 days, months, maybe 2-3 months, and they'd be pulled back. So it took them a while to realize, hey, everybody here is a combat veteran. So now you've got the Vietnam guys that's running everything, but they're all aging out, as we know. And so now you've got these Iraqi Afghanistan vets coming in, and mm-hmm. I think that's just wonderful.
I do, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guest keynote speaker on Memorial Day, May 30th, down at the Reading Civic Center at the Veterans Grove.
At the Veterans Grove. That's where I usually go.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Veterans Grove.
There's a free lunch afterwards.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to ask you a question, Carl.
Uh-oh. If it has to do with volunteering.
Oh, well. No.
Okay.
No.
Not on the air. Don't ask me on the air. Okay. No, what?
When we go to a memorial service, mm-hmm. and especially when it's for a veteran, what does that mean to you?
Oh, I think a memorial service for a veteran is kind of, it's not just for him. I think it's for all the veterans that have fallen. I think about their families. I think about their sons and daughters, their mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters. That's what I kind of think about. It's not just one person. I mean, that one person whom you want to honor is representative of millions of others.
Correct.
Now, that's just my thoughts. I mean, you know.
Mine, too. And because they survived, because you survived,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of folks you carry with you.
Yeah.
And so when you decide to come to one of the memorial services, or both of the memorial services, IGO is on Monday the 27th at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
or the one on May 30th at 11 a.m., you're coming not only for all of the families, but for the family that you took in. There's a lot of families in a lot of veterans' hearts besides their own. And they have gone on because of those that were lost. And they've carried part of those folks with them. And so when you're asked or invited to come to one of these memorial services and lay a wreath, my thought is you are absolutely connecting with all the families through all the years. And it's a very touching moment for me personally, and it's a touching moment for our community. So I really hope folks on the holiday, you know, before you do your celebrations, that you come and show your support.
Yeah, for those who've served and those who've died. And, you know, the thing about it is I carry one because in my last tour, maybe it's because of my last tour, I'd been out for a while. And I came when they asked me to come back in the Marine Corps. And my last tour there, we were getting ready to leave in February. Mm-hmm. And we lost one of our people in December. Yeah. And, you know, one moment she was there, drove around a corner, she was gone. So I think maybe that's the one that I carry with the most, because I knew her personally, and she had volunteered to do a mission that somebody else hadn't, and she lost her life on this. Mm-hmm. And she was she had a very bright future in front of her. Yeah, so I think that one I always remember more. I mean, you remember all of them, but that one, thinking that she had volunteered, and correct. She had come back. She had volunteered to come back on active duty. She had done her part.
Oh, wow.
And then had come back, kind of like I had. And when they asked,
mm-hmm.
would you come back and do this? Okay. And she did that, too. And then she volunteered on top of that. I mean, I was in Ramadi many times, and she had taken that mission there because somebody else didn't want to do it. She said, I'll do that. So she took that mission and was killed. So,
yeah.
So you think about that. You
right.
can't help but think about that.
And I heard a show the other day. They talked about how many people know their great-grandparents' names, great-great-grandparents' names,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not doing the, you know, ancestry stuff. And how, if that's been passed down, how soon will you be forgotten in your own family's legacy?
Yeah.
We don't want to forget. important folks, and it's up to all of us to get the stories and help remember anyone and everyone we want to, not just veterans, but especially veterans, get them to tell their tell their stories and get to know those folks, mm-hmm. whether they're still here or not, because they were very, very important.
Yeah. And, of course, World War II is, I don't know how many left from World War II, but now it's Korea.
Right.
And those guys are in their 90s now.
And they are.
Vietnam is.
I just saw them Saturday. Some of them yeah. Saturday. They're
yeah.
so much fun.
Oh, they are. They're out at the rodeo. And, they'll be out at the baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, right now we have to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry was voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. They've got the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman that can take care of any of your watch woes. They can get that battery changed in and out in like a minute and a half. Plus, their selection of jewelry is just outstanding. Linda's birthday is coming up tomorrow, so... we had, some choices to make right there at Four Winds Jewelry. And trust me, Rebecca or Henry will help you with this. And they have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 248-241-3474 for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phones are 530-605-4567. Open line Monday starting at 8:05, so now is the time to turn it loose. I want to hear what you think about the about the rodeo, if you want, but I also want to hear what you're thinking about what's going on. Border, inflation. Am I just making too big a thing out of inflation and the cost of living? And that's been rising so drastically over the last 3 years. But then if you look back, go back 20 years, but the cost of living has gone up. It's gone up tremendously. So, and have your wages kept up with that? But I'm here with Debbie Johnson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans
Affiliated
Council.
That's your favorite word.
Yeah, I know. And but we're talking about other things, too. Okay. So, Memorial Day's coming up. Next Monday, there's going to be an event up at the IGO next Monday at 11 o'clock?
10 a.m.
And then on the 30th, there's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Grove, which is really a nice service.
Beautiful.
Out there, and it's really nice, followed by a free lunch.
Correct.
So, yeah, that's going to be Thursday at 11 a.m. on May 30th. I always like to go to that.
And that's a historical date, and it's always on May 30th.
Right. So what's going on with May 20th then?
May 20th, that's today.
I'm sorry, the 27th? 7th, yeah.
That's the federal holiday, the Monday that they give you off for Memorial Day.
Oh, and that's why they're having it up there at the at IGO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they always do that?
Yes.
It seems to me that they didn't years ago, but maybe they did. Okay. So.
And I'd like to encourage folks to contact me and sign up to lay a wreath. So,
where can you get wreaths at? Any florist or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Some of the craft stores, and sometimes the your pharmacies and grocery stores have them this time of year because they know you're going to go visit grave sites.
Okay,
so you can find them in some of those places.
Yeah.
You can also just bring in handheld flowers if you'd like.
Okay. And just the only thing you have to do is tell Debbie you're going to be doing this so they have room up there for you.
Yes.
Okay. I talked to April Sharp the other day.
Oh, very nice.
And they're on their way to France. And they're going to be in at Normandy and several other. I mean, they're going to be there 4 or 5 days, I think, doing presentations and putting flowers and flags out.
Wednesday at 3:30. Help put out flags and flowers at IGO.
Okay. So that's this Wednesday, the 22nd. If you want to volunteer, just go on up there and just grab a bunch of flags and just put them on front and flowers.
The flower. And don't forget to come back the next week to pick them up.
Come pick them up. Yeah, because somebody's got to pick them up.
Yes.
Because without you picking them up, it makes it really hard to keep the grave sites clean and the grass down.
Yes.
So, what else is going on?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about AmVets One.
Yes. You know, where Tom's been, your husband's been on this trip, and it's I've been following it kind of on Facebook.
Correct.
And AMVETS 1 is what?
AMVETS 1 is a vision of three AMVETS in California to bring real live people to veterans and let them know that on the end of that phone, there is call is a real person, not the 988 number mm-hmm. or the other numbers that you used to call. And they're everywhere across the country. They connect with folks that are delivering these services in different cities across the country and here in California. And it's about suicide awareness and prevention.
Well, the we don't talk about it every day, though probably we should. But it's there's still 20 to 22 veterans a day committing suicide.
Correct.
And, you know, I mean, this is, you know, we talk about the damage that drugs have done to our society, where you've had over 100,000 a year killing themselves with drugs, ODing on drugs. And that number would probably be triple if it wasn't for Narcan. But the number of veterans that are committing suicide, that number hasn't gone down drastically.
No, I think it's increased. And so Tom was quite excited to be part of this
mm-hmm.
because it's something that has touched all of us at some point.
Yeah.
And it's important to put
I know veterans that have done it. I'm yeah. sure you do, too.
Yes, I do.
And it's a it's an insidious thing.
Yes.
And it's...
It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
So call, talk to a friend. Don't be afraid to ask your friend.
One of the first things we,
if you're
okay. When we teach about this, about suicide, is if you think your friend, another Marine or your friend, is contemplating that, is ask them.
Yes.
Are you thinking about killing yourself?
Exactly.
Because then they have to confront it. And so many people have been saved that way. You don't ignore it. Don't think that they're just going through a bad spell. If you know somebody, you know they really are despondent. You need to, you know, get in their face about it. And then so you can help them receive the help they need.
Right.
And there's so many, there's a lot of agencies out there.
Correct.
I mean, even to the point of dialing, you know, the VA and talking to the hotline. And, you know, it's better than nothing. But
it's
if you can,
start.
It's a start.
And it could, and it, because you're there with them, they know they have someone that will help them follow through, too.
Well, the whole thing is it's a tragedy. If it had been another group, and because see, suicide and veterans covers. I mean, it covers all ethnic groups. It covers all. I mean, it covers all religions. It covers. I mean, it's everything.
All
it's a slice of America. You know, whether you're rich or poor, it's a slice of America there, and there's still, 20 to 22 people a day.
Right.
Killing themselves that were veterans.
Travesty.
It may not have anything to do with their service. Also,
Correct.
It could be a number of things, but still, they served our country, and if there's a way to reach out, I mean, there's help there for them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Final thoughts? I shouldn't say final thoughts, but, we're running out of time here.
Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful birthday, Linda.
And don't forget, next week, on the 27th, out at IGO,
correct.
Memorial Day there, and then on the 30th, which is the week after that,
yeah.
We're going to be down at the Veterans Grove.
Correct.
For that.
Come see me.
And bring your family there. As I go or down to the Grove, bring your younger ones there.
Take off work. Close your business for a couple hours. Come
yeah.
on over.
Tell the boss there, that you're working for, hey, I need to go out and pay respects to the veterans.
Correct.
Yeah, I got a feeling that your boss won't have any problem with that at all.
Wouldn't.
No. And if they do, call Debbie. So come walking through the door.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks a lot so much, Debbie.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's prime minister included in a group of people for which arrest warrants may be issued.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in connection with their actions during the seven-month war between Israel and Hamas. Karim Khan adds he believes Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A caretaker president named in Iran following a helicopter crash that killed the country's hardline president, along with the Iranian foreign minister and several other high-ranking officials.
Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, has died in a helicopter crash on return from a visit to a province on the Azerbaijan border. He was 63 years old. Heard here, Raisi was inaugurating a dam in his last few moments before he left in a helicopter, which ultimately crashed.
And that's correspondent Karen Chamis. Former President Trump's New York trial is winding down. Mr. Trump's former lawyer returning to the stand again today.
Today, Michael Cohen back on the stand, putting the landmark case on track for jury deliberations that will determine whether it ends in a mistrial, an acquittal, or the first ever felony conviction of a former American president. It's still unclear whether Trump will take the stand in his own defense. Out of the courtroom, he's continually said he's not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Oklahoma and Kansas, the latest states to experience violent storms, including some confirmed tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points, the Nasdaq 101 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
South Africa's highest court has ruled that former President Jacob Zuma is not allowed to run for parliament in a national election next week because of a previous criminal conviction.
The court said the South African constitution bars anyone who has been convicted and sentenced to more than 12 months in prison from running for office. Jacob Zuma had argued that he served only 3 of his 15-month sentence. That was after his successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa, granted him remission. Mr. Zuma's face will, however, still appear on the ballot paper as leader of the newly formed MK party in the May 29th elections. South Africa's electoral system has voters choosing parties rather than individual candidates for president.
The BBC's Anne Soy. Millions of Indians across 49 constituencies casting ballots as the country's six-week-long election enters its final stages. News and analysis at townhall.com. A horrific crash at a railroad crossing in western New York State in a Buffalo suburb.
A community is mourning the deaths of 3 people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a 6-year-old boy is among the 3 people killed in the accident Friday in the small town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred and that no one on the train was injured. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This morning, crews refloated the container ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Today, the 20th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I've got Christina. I've got David, our newest producer at the helm. Are you handling this, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you doing this? You're trying. Okay. I know Christina's sitting very close to you, which is David's our newest producer. And already, you're setting the bar high here, buddy. Went down there and helped me carry all of our stuff down for the pancake breakfast. All of that. Which was cool. And then you carried it all back with one load. He's a big, strong guy. It's always good. I can get you in between me and him. Or me and other people. All right. What's the weather look like here today? Who's on? Oh, Rick. I tell you what, the weather real quick. Today, it's going to be a high near 80, and the rest of the week, my friends, it's going to be like that. Sunny and warm, but not crazy hot. The hottest day is going to be Tuesday, 87, and then it's going to go all the way down on Saturday to 79, about 84 on Friday, which is a big day around here, and we'll talk about that in just a second. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 25 years in the business, Kenny family, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Give discounts to seniors and veterans. They are just a great group of people down there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And on the line is Rick Bassetti, and baseball is here.
Yes, it is, Carl. Yes, it is. It was actually here on Saturday. We hosted the North Section Championships for Divisions 5 and 6. It was exciting.
I thought, how did I miss that game? Okay. I see what you mean. I thought, hey.
Well, 500 people didn't. The fans, we had good crowds all day long coming in. We had, great. You know, it was really nice. And two really good games, too, were played at Tiger Field.
Well, I tell you, Tiger Field, you have got it looking spiffy.
It is really, she is really looking good right now.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping that a lot of people are going to be showing up for home opener, I'm sure. We always get a good turnout. You know, we have our annual opponent, the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. And then the second night, though, Carl, is going to be a special night. You know, we're doing a memorial game for Bill Plummer, who passed away in March.
Yes.
He's got a lot of his family's coming in from all around the country is coming in. It'll be a nice special night. We're helping them get a scholarship program started in Bill's name, the Bill Plummer Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can come on out to the game. Half of the gate that night is going to go to the fund.
Rick, some people may not know who Bill Plummer is. Can you just kind of give a brief?
Briefly. Bill Plummer graduated from Anderson in 1964 and then proceeded to spend the next 53 years of his life, in professional baseball. He played at the highest level. He played in the major leagues for over 10 years. He was Johnny Bench's backup during the Big Red Machine. He coached and managed over 3,000 games in the minor leagues. He helped over 80 players get to the big leagues. He managed the Seattle Mariners in the big leagues in 1992. And he was our local boy. He, for me growing up, he was the idol. He was the guy.
Uh-huh.
He was the target. And I did get to play against Bill, too. And his final year was my second year, and we were in Toronto. And I'd invited him over for dinner. It's a fun, quick story. I'll give it to you. And so anyway,
sure.
I put a roast in the oven, put it on a timer, and the game went into extra innings. And I got the walk-off base hit in the 11th inning. And the reporter says, well, how did you feel about it? I said, well, my buddy's coming over from my hometown for dinner, and I didn't want the roast to be burnt. So it all turned out well.
Good.
It all turned out well. But Bill was a wonderful man. I loved him dearly. I loved our conversation. You could sit and talk baseball with Bill, and he had a depth of knowledge. Well, you know, 53 years in the game at the highest level.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was unparalleled. Anyway, so we're really looking forward to that night. We hope that the local community, people from all over that he's touched, he's coached kids here, he's managed, and he's done charity things here in our community in Shasta County for years and years. And, you know, we just need to have a good turnout to give him a nice memorial service.
Wow. Well, good.
That's Saturday night.
Opening night's Friday.
Need two host families.
Yeah.
I still need two host families. So someone call me and tell me that you want one. I got a kid from Australia, too. So it'd be a little interesting thing for you. So anyway,
throw a little shrimp on the Barbie there. Yep.
Well, you know, unfortunately for a guy that doesn't have, I have a food allergy and it's shellfish. Hey, also, don't forget, and it's always been the tradition for this is the 21st year now, Colt 45's, Veterans Night is opening night.
That's right.
All right? And so all veterans get in for free, and then we'll also have the big flag display on the field. So what we'll do is, the Kiwanis bring down the big flag, and then both teams will spread it out over the infield. And then we're also going to have... Oh, the Lions. I'm sorry. Oops. Excuse me. Spank me with a stick. You know, it's the Lions Club.
It's the Lions Club. I was thinking, did they switch that? But
No. I apologize profusely.
I know you don't have a million things going on right now, Rick.
Oh, man. I've got so many alligators snapping at me right now. And then also the really cool thing, too, is Maurice Johannesson is going to throw out the first pitch for us. So Senator Johannesson is going to throw out the first pitch for us. You know, he's been so instrumental for veterans in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
He does a lot for a lot of different groups of people, that's for sure.
Yep. Yes, he does. And so opening night should be exciting. You know, we're going to have a big crowd. The food court's been upgraded a little bit. We now have a nice pad in there and stuff. And so, anyway, I think the people they'll notice the changes when they come in. You know, we have a new big signature advertiser, promoter of the field. That's Umpqua Bank. So, you know, we're working hard. We're working really hard. And we still haven't given up on our video board project yet. So and that's still moving ahead slowly.
But slowly.
It's moving ahead.
Good.
Yeah. That's just how things are, you know.
Sure.
But we're real excited. We'll be a little bit skinny pitching-wise and player-wise for the opening week. We have teams that were in the playoffs, and kids can't get here until after the playoffs. We have a couple schools that are on quarter systems and not semesters, so they go a little bit longer. So, and then we have a couple of four-year university Pac-12 commits that won't be here until probably like the 10th or so. That's one of the hosting kids I have to host here. He's a catching prospect. So anyway, someone wants to help us out with give them a bedroom and feed them for 9 weeks. We help out. There's some perks. Call me. 530-227-4443. I'll tell you about our perks for home, for the hosting families. You have your own dedicated section, you know, year passes for everyone in the family, that sort of thing. It's a big commitment, and we want to show our appreciation for that.
Well, if I tell you what, Colt 45 Baseball is back, gave away my first family pack of tickets this morning, and we're going to be giving them away all through the season here. And I tell you what, Linda and I are going to be there Friday. Well, at least me, for sure. But Linda probably, too. We don't want to miss opening night.
No, it's going to be beautiful weather,
great.
Like you were talking about just before we came on.
Yep.
It's going to be really nice.
And
heck, the whole park, the South City Park, just looks beautiful. It's so dramatic, you know, the lushness of the park and all that sort of stuff down there. You know, about 2 weeks ago, there was a Friday night down there. There were probably 500 people in the park. All using it. Tennis courts were busy. The bocce courts were busy. The Little League field was busy. And our field was busy. It was just, it's how the park should be being used.
Absolutely.
You know, we just need to get the people in the city used to coming down and seeing it. And it's not like it was, folks. It is not like it was.
It's safe. You don't have those problems down there that you used to have. They got Bochy Ball going. Now we're going to be having Colt 45 baseball. And by the way, there's security out in the parking lots when Colt 45 is playing. You don't have to worry about your car or anything like that. And the RPD has taken special interest in keeping that area open. So.
Yep, they have. And the guys, we were at the Roaring Gulch, you know, for the pancake breakfast. I think we gave away almost 300 tickets to people. A lot of, you know, looking for the families because we are family oriented. We're the least expensive entertainment in Shasta County for families.
Yeah, you're going to find.
And we haven't raised prices in 4 years.
No.
There's no intention to do it.
Well, right it's a great place to go to take the family. It's good baseball. Last year, you all set what? It was the best season in a long time. Last year.
It was our best winning percentage.
Yeah, okay.
We've won more games than, you know, way back when they used to travel a lot, too. You know, we played 50 games or so.
Yeah.
So we'd won more games, but. In a 40-game schedule, we played 800 baseball. We only lost 8 games. We won 32, lost 8.
Yeah.
The team averaged 10 runs a game, and pitching only gave up 3.9 runs a game, so that's a pretty good spread.
Well, I remember y'all came back in one game, you scored like 8-9 runs and won the game going away.
Exactly. We gave up 8 runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
And came back, I think we won like 14-9.
Yeah. And you want some excitement. There it is.
Yeah, lots of, you know, we have some really good sponsors too. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention North State Security. You know, they're just such wonderful people over there. They have a home run sponsorship. Every home run what we hit, they'll take $100 off of our bill. And that's fantastic.
That could be a losing proposition for them.
It could. Members First has the $10,000 home run sign out in left center field. If a ball goes into that net, you know, it's a 2-foot hole.
Yeah.
If one of our players hits a ball into it, we draw a ticket number and somebody just wins $10,000. Now, on the other side too, what they do is, they don't like thieves in the money banking world, right? So every time our catcher throws somebody out at second base or is trying to steal, they give away a $50 certificate. Just a cash going into the Members First, they'll give you a $50 bill.
Whoa.
So, yeah. In the first game that we had that last year, our guy threw out 3 guys in the first game. It was fun. And the people started anticipating it then during the season. And now they know what's going to happen. So now when somebody gets thrown out, they go, pull a ticket. They're all screaming, you know, they're all excited about it. So it's a fun time.
And never forget the beer inning. If somebody strikes out. It is hilarious because the player from the opposite team, it breaks him up, and he's making comments that if he strikes out, beer is now, a dollar or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard some of our fans, hey, it's nothing personal, dude.
Yeah.
Strike out, you know.
Hey, I want you to know
dollar off my beer.
I have a cowbell now, too, so I'm there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, Patty got a big order in. I think we have about 60 of them to sell now.
There you go.
So, you know, we're always ordering them pretty much every series. They go pretty fast, and so we ring in those cowbells for our players out there.
It's more cowbells. Okay, Rick, I know you got to run. I know you're real busy. Thanks for taking the time to call in, my friend.
Oh, thanks for helping us. And again, you know, if somebody asks you around or anything, you know, we need those last two host families.
We got
28 players on the roster when we're full.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks, folks. I appreciate it. Carl, Linda, you guys are the best. Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you Friday. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Saving at delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap Wars. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. And $10 free slap play. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's open line, my friends. Open line. Give me a call about something you want to get off your chest, something stuck in your craw, as I say. And we're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Been in it about 25 years. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff fixes it. Can't see it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He doesn't take chances with your safety. If you're not sure, why don't you just go in for a free inspection and analysis, and Jeff will give you the straight scoop. Man is honest. A lot of integrity in Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally operated. We like those local businesses. Now, I'm going to grab both my producers that are in there. We'll start with David because he's behind the mic right now. Then I'm going to go to Christina. So, what you know, I said I was getting off rodeo, but I'd like to hear from people. I mean, I'm immersed in rodeo, okay? But I love hearing from people that, you know, don't know a lot about it. So, David, what night did you go?
Saturday night.
Okay, that was the Veterans Appreciation Night and the final night of the rodeo, big night. And it was the crowd pretty big?
Completely full. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was completely full. So, how many did you go to rodeos very much?
That was my third rodeo.
Is that right? And who went with you?
My wife, Jennifer, by the way.
Has she been to many?
That was her second rodeo.
So, just give me just kind of, you're not an aficionado, but you've been to a couple. Tell me what you think about just rodeo. What struck you about it?
In particular, that night was Military Appreciation Night.
Yeah.
And when that helicopter came in with that flag.
Yeah.
What a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And then it was amazing to see the tent with all the dancing, the party on the side. Not sure if everybody got a chance to see that, but that was a good time.
That thing packs.
Yeah.
Did you get over there then, obviously?
Did, yes.
Did you do a little two-stepping?
I was trying to figure it out, yeah.
Well, here's the best thing about two-stepping. Everybody's got their own two-step. So as long as you're kind of like, you're holding your loved one there, and you do a couple forward and one back and just keep moving. There you go. You know what? And, you know, every so often, twirl. You got it. Okay? There's a guy in town that teaches this. And Linda and I are going to go over and get into the country swing classes. So, okay, so you thought it was pretty good then. Did you enjoy it? Were the amenities okay and it moved quickly and all that?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And everybody there is just incredible. There's so much great community and smiles and good times. And
you kind of feel like Americana on something like this. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but...
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of it. And, okay. Christina, hop on here. We have
hello,
to go
hello.
All of like 3 feet over there, but she had to move stuff. Okay. Hey, now how many rodeos have you been through?
It was my first one in my life.
Okay. So tell me about it. Tell me about your thoughts on it.
So it's kind of different. Like, I like the moments when people interact with horses and how they was like jumping around and getting wild. But the moment when they was interacting with the small cows and they was like catching them and roping them. I cannot see this. It's broken my heart. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. They're tied down.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's they get used to it. I know that they get scared, but it's still kind of so painful for me. I'm just a more animal lover.
They've changed the rules where the cowboys have to throw the rope in a different direction so it doesn't flip the calves over. It turns them. Mm-hmm. But this is something that's done out on the range all the time. So what did you think of the entertainment there, the girls on the horses?
This was actually the best part, what I like. I really like how when people are trying to, like, overdo something with their bodies and their skills, and especially when they interact with animals, that's cool.
Yeah.
But then when they're, like, kind of rude with animals, it's hard for me to watch. But I understand it's a American culture. It was interesting for me to see all this... cowboys and cowgirls with those hats and all this, like, music and the style.
And the buckles. Cool.
Yeah.
Boots.
I'm going to get ready for next year,
We're going to get you ready for next year, trust me. Maybe we'll just get a box for all of us, and we'll go down there all dee-dee-dip. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you all had a good time. A lot of people, were thinking that this probably might have set a new record for the amount of people that went to the rodeo this year. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We got several things to talk about, but again, it's open line. If you got something to say, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there since I moved here to Reading many years ago. And I really like this place. It was established back in 1960. I think they moved into this spot probably late 60s. Hasn't changed much except they paint it and keep everything clean and go in there. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I call them at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment. So it works in on my schedule, so I just don't have to sit down there and wait. But on other days, I just go down there and say, hey, you got any openings? And they say, yeah, I've got to finish this one, but the next one's open, and I do it that way. I do that when I just want to kind of relax and kick back for a little bit. Great place to get a haircut, very friendly people, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's great. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott
Schaffner. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Open line today. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to go up to about 80 today. It's going to be beautiful all week long. I think the high temperature is only going to be like 86 this week and sunny. So enjoy it. Lots of time to get things done. It'll be cool in the morning. It was 60 degrees this morning in the studios when we came here. I think it's only about 65 right now. outside. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. All the insurance problems, we were just talking about it to some people this weekend about how their insurance has gone up. They're having to use the FAIR plan. And the FAIR plan is that, you know, the insurers of last resort. And they're getting overrun, the state of California, because so many companies have pulled out and are having unreasonable prices. Their prices have raised. But give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She's helped a lot of people find insurance for their homes and their personal belongings. Judy treats her customers, and I can attest to this, as friends, and does, you know, she'll go to any length to make sure that her customers are taken care of. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we had a local doctor just get an award here for, she won the California Medical Association Compassionate Service Award. Service Award for her commitment to community and charity care. And the Dr. Deborah Lupica is the director of the Family Medicine Program at Shasta County at the SCH, her Shasta County Health Center. So she was instrumental in establishing an accredited family medicine residency program to serve the county's low-income and underserved populations. So, congratulations to Dr. Deborah Lupica. Now, when you see something happen and you wonder about it, I'm not trying to be cold about this. Red Lobster has officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after weighing in the possibility in April. And they shuttered nearly 50 locations overnight, according to a news release. It has around 650 locations across the United States and has struggled in recent years due to leadership troubles and strategic missteps. Okay, here's the one that clobbered them. Are you ready? Last summer, Red Lobster launched a $20 all-you-can-eat shrimp deal, which, although popular with customers, ended up in costing the company over $11 million in one quarter. It overwhelmed what the chain could afford, which also reportedly contributed to the millions in losses. Now, can I just make some comments here? When I went to, many years ago, I went to a jump school at Fort Benning down in Georgia. We wouldn't eat during the day because it was just the training was like that. We'd drink lots of Gatorade and sweat a lot. Didn't have a lot of time. But in the evenings, clean up, and we'd head out to all-you-can-eat places. All-you-can-eat buffets and that. And we would just, you know, be like four or five of us, stuff ourselves. Now, that was in 1980. So, let's fast forward. When you offer all the shrimp you can eat for $20, and I will say that our nation has become a little more, what can I say? What's the word I can use? A little more chunkier since 1980. When you offer all you can eat shrimp in Biloxi, Mississippi, Los Angeles, California, oh, I don't know, Houston, Texas, these places. There are some people there that are going to take you up on that. Now, this isn't, you know, like Linda coming in for an all-you-can-eat shrimp deal and eating five shrimp. These people are coming in probably taking 20, 30, 40 shrimp that they're eating that night. Keep going back. I'll just have some more of that. I'll have some more of that. I don't know what they could be thinking at Red Lobster to say, all-you-can-eat shrimp deal. $20, because the cost of the shrimp and everything else, how, you know, maybe they thought that they were going to make, they're going to serve, you know, 2 million meals and make a dollar off each meal, and they ended up probably losing 50 cents on each meal that they served during the summer. People are out there, and I know you've noticed it when you've gone to these buffets. These people, some of these people hit this thing four or five times. We had a guy on our show. I don't know if you remember. It was, gosh, years ago, 10 years ago at least. And it was for the Go Red Luncheon, you know, Shasta Regional, about heart health and all these kind of things. He had written a book on dieting and food. Most interesting guy, funny guy. And he said at a buffet, he said, you know, in the book, it's got these things. He said, but no, we researched. We went out. We sent people everywhere just to watch what people did in restaurants. Now, they sent them to the all-you-can-eat buffet places. And this is what they discovered, that the people who were leaner didn't have a weight problem, would walk in, they'd walk to the buffet, and they'd walk up and down the buffet looking at what they had. Then they'd take a plate, and they would take the things they wanted. And then they would sit at tables furthest away from the buffet. It was just, you know, just things that, you know, they just did it that way. And they were annotating all this. People that were somewhat heavier would come in, grab a plate, start at the beginning, work their way down, go back to a close table, finish that off, get up, go to where they had left off, and keep going down the buffet line. I mean, they were shoveling it in. See, what other things did he talk about? Oh, things like, he said, we could walk into a house and look what's on the counter and see if there's any overweight people there without even looking at them, just by the things they had on the counter. Soda pop, Fritos, things like you'd see on there. And he said we could tell that way. But it was fascinating. I wish I could remember this guy's name, but it's been a long time ago. But all of these things. But the buffet one really stuck with me about that, because I can't help but do it. When you go into a place that's got a buffet, is to sit there and watch it. And I watched one the other day. And I saw somebody hit the omelet bar. And then I saw him go in and hit, you know, they had roast beef. They had it all. It was a brunch, right? Good food. Oysters. They had oysters. And raw oysters and all these other stuff, shrimp and all this. And I watched this one guy go through there at least three times. And I think it's because they were putting the food away. That's the only reason he stopped. And he was somewhat portly. So on the other hand, you'll see people like Christina, who is just like, you know, lean, go hit a buffet three or four times, and you'll never know. She doesn't gain any weight because she's always doing something, and that's different. So, okay. I didn't think I could do a segment on Red Lobster on that, but I just don't know what they were thinking. You know, are you looking out there at the cross sections of our society, and you're given all you can eat for $20? Well, it obviously worked to get a lot of people in there. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, I don't know if you had heard about this guy. His name is Harrison Butker. He's a football player, right? He's the place kicker for the Chiefs. Got a 94% average field goal conversion rate. 94% field goal conversion rate. He kicked a couple in the, Super Bowl. And it was he went and spoke to the to Benedictine College, and the it's a Catholic college, and he talked from his faith-based his thoughts on it, and what he just managed to do was infuriate the left. He made comments on women, IVF. President Biden, COVID and abortion. And then a petition started to have him removed from the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are going to take a field goal kicker. It's got a 94% percentage of success, and it's win them games. And, you know, the only thing that the Chiefs are going to do is go, hey, those comments, which I think they have, those comments are his. And, you know, it's kind of like what we say. The comments you hear on the station, you know, do not necessarily reflect the ownership. And This lady said, Samantha Ponder said, who was an ESPN commentator, but she was on a question and answer. I think the petition that he should be fired from the Chiefs is totally un-American. Is a Catholic espousing traditionally Catholic views to a Catholic audience really that shocking? Why can't we just respectfully disagree? And he said things like, a woman being a mom is the, you know, paramount in life. It's much more important than their jobs and all of this. Ms. Ponder said, I agree with some of the things he said. Most women who are more excited, proud of their families than their day jobs. I love my job, worked my butt off, slept in my car to get here. It's not even comparable about how I feel about being a mom. ESPN will not be with me on my deathbed. When did that become offensive? I love that. So he was invited to speak. He spoke from his heart and from his religious standpoint in a Catholic college, and yet people want to cancel him. Take away his job. Take away his livelihood. Take away, you know, food from his family because of that. You have no right to do that. You have no right to do that to somebody. And I don't care if it's a comedian. I don't care if it's a movie star. I don't care if it's David Wiley. I don't care. You don't have the right to do that in this country, that you could be so angry over something. I mean, we had people one time write the FCC. Yeah. Oh, somebody said something on their show that was horrible. Take them off the air. Never even heard from the FCC. Of course not. The FCC understands the First Amendment and also understands that, you know, the fact is that, you know, that you don't have to listen to it. And if you do listen to it, you can respectfully disagree, but to say shut down the business, put the people that work for us out of, you know, take away their paychecks, all of that. Linda and I will survive. That's no problem. But take away all this and the platform we have here because you didn't like what somebody said. That's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. That's why we have this. This is an open forum on this radio station. We try to be as fair as we can on from 7 to 9 in the morning, Monday through Friday. The rest of them, they're opinions. They're not new shows. They're opinion shows. Except Sue's show. Hers is news. So, anyway, got to take a break. It is 8:46 in the morning. It's about 65 degrees here on the 20th of May. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBate. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Sitting on my desk, Christina, is my scheduler. Can you bring that to me, please? Yes, we're doing work as we're doing work here. Welcome back. It is the 20th of May, 8:51 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally operated, family-owned company here in Shasta County. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Tomorrow, Ready Rancheria is going to join us, as is Frank Muse. He's getting ready to talk about the Strawberry Festival and a couple other things. So, Ready Rancheria, we'll see if there's any big announcements they're making. And then Wednesday, the DA, we'll fill out the rest of the week here as we go along. What if President Joe Biden doesn't run for re-election? Bill Maher, who has been, you know, as much as Bill Maher infuriates me at times, he also says a lot of things that are just absolutely true. I mean, he talks about the anti-Semitism and all that. He just lowers the boom on it. He never lets the right wing or Trump off, but he doesn't let Biden off too much either. He says he believes that Biden's pushing these debates because he knows he's losing. And if you look at almost all the polls, you'll see that Biden's trailing. People don't like – a vast majority of the country does not like the direction the country's going, whether it's, you know, Democratic or Republican. They don't like the direction it's going. Biden's so far underwater as people, you know, his likability, it's unbelievable. He's lower than Trump. So what Maher said was that he knows he's losing, and then he said, is it too late to switch out? To me, it says Biden knows he's losing because otherwise he wouldn't have agreed. Now, see, I disagree about that. with him because not having a presidential debate appears weak. Everybody knows that Biden is being questioned about his ability, about his mental capabilities, his physical capabilities, all these things. I mean, constantly, even the, you know, when the New York Times does it and the Washington Post, I mean, you know, ones that traditionally would never say anything because they're as left as you can get and in the Democrats' pocket. But they're talking about it, and it's everywhere. Every time that President Biden says something, and there are, you know what, people misspeak. I misspeak, you misspeak. But sometimes he says things, and he brings up things that he's talked about for years that everybody knows is not true. But he brings it up like it is. When the FBI, when they're questioning him, says we have a very nice, obviously mentally confused gentleman here. That was a report. So, him debating is, you know, he's trying to show, yes, I can stand up to Trump. Yes, I can do this. And but not having it would make him appear even weaker than he is. So they haven't even had the convention yet, and. And wondering why the that summer debates, first one's June 27th, my friends. It's getting pretty close. I've got to watch that. I don't usually watch those. You going to watch that, David? Okay. David's shaking his head up and down, or nodding his head up and down. So I don't usually watch those. But I think I probably will watch this one. No audience. CNN's running it, so I'm sure it'll be fair. And he wondered why they did it. And one of the people on the panel said, well, they're not getting any younger, and that's probably true. Is any of this going to make a difference to the election? And the debates are not going to be decisive. A couple of them said, one of the commentators said they might swing people. Well, I think the guy who has more to prove is Biden. Trump is a known commodity. They know he's going to be I'm just going to paraphrase this jerk. He's going to be lurking and growling and not obeying the rules. But Biden, they want to see proof of life. There you go. Proof of life. You know, Biden has stood up and he has given some speeches. But the question is that can he do it consistently for a couple hours asking questions? Trump's going to come in there and put pressure on him. Can he keep his mental faculties there to be able to answer them? So, anyway, I find that interesting that they're questioning. Okay, the August convention, could this be something like all of a sudden the Democrats and Joe Biden says, you know, I'm not going to run. That's huge, of course. Then who steps up? Kamala Harris? Newsom? Who? Are they going to? The other question is, these trials that keep going on with Trump, you know, even if they find him guilty, it's going to be appealed. He's not going to be in jail. All these things. So, I mean, can Trump, you know, pull this together? Because people are so upset about their status of life. The border, what's going on in the Gaza with Israel and Hamas, their everything, education, gas prices, where we are in the world on the world stage, our military. People are upset about the way our military is being handled. All of these things. You know, do they want to go back to the days where we had $2 gasoline? In California, it would be $3 gasoline because we're a dollar more because we're in California and the Democrats, bless their hearts, just find ways to do that. And our border doesn't have millions of people coming across it. Are they willing to overlook other things to make that sea change? That's exactly what it would be. The fundraising going on, you know, and I just love reading both sides of things that are going on that, you know, they're saying is that Trump is saying, I'm going to let you drill, telling the oil companies we're going to bring back oil independence, but you got to give me money for my campaign. You know, did that happen? Did it happen like that? I don't know. the graph on the economy is showing what it was. We're going to have Dr. Paul DeNuca in here, and we're going to show where inflation has gone and then where the payments to the doctors for Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal have not only not kept along with that inflation, but have literally dropped. And we will make that graph, of course, available on our Facebook page and every other page we have to show this. But that right there, have you know, the economy is, you know, oh, we hired this many. Well, did we? And are we still recovering from COVID, which we are? Anyway, I have to run. And like I said, tomorrow, Ready Rancheria and Frank Muse is going to join us. I hope everybody has a great day. And it's Monday, Recovery Day. God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.